Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to discuss the upcoming month of February 2024, talking about the horoscope for this month. I cannot believe we are at the end of January already. So wild. And so as I was talking about in the 2024 horoscope, a couple of segments ago, I talked about the main transits of 2024. And this year, in my opinion, is going to be unlike any other year, particularly for the United States. We have so many reasons to believe that astrologically. And as I always say, when we see big events in the future, a lot of the time we can see events happening before that act as a domino effect. Sometimes we see something happen instantaneously, of course, like with COVID or with 9/11 and things like that. And then there are other events where, you know, you kind of see the foreshadowing of it beforehand. And I think that we really are seeing that with this big event that I'm anticipating towards the end of the year, specifically November of 2024. That's when the United States has its first Pluto return, which I believe is going to just be groundbreaking. I think that the United States is in this process of shedding. I think that we are in the process of metamorphosis, so to speak. And I'm saying all of that because February is a pretty big month, in my opinion. It's a pretty serious month. It's a pretty heated month. And in this podcast, we are going to talk about what I am foreseeing on a global level and, of course, on a personal level as well. Just a reminder that we do use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is the astronomical placement of the planets at any given moment in time. So sidereal astrology is astrologically precise. We are looking at the precise placement of the planets. And so I am sitting here in Austin, Texas, as I record this. It is cold outside. It is rainy outside. And I feel so fortunate to be talking to you all today in my cozy office. As many of you know, I actually don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast yet. I think I spoke about it in a newsletter. Maybe I said it on a podcast, but I am in the process of moving, which is wild. I've been in Texas since I was 7. So I am grandfathered in as a Texan. I say this all the time. I was not born here, but I am a Texan. I've been here since I was 7 years old. And I've been in Austin since 2011. And so I have been here for a long time. Changing states is a huge deal. I am moving through all of the stuff. The utter thrill and the excitement. I am moving to the desert with my boyfriend for a while. We're not staying there permanently, but we're going to be there for a few months. I've always wanted to live in the desert. I'm so excited to be with him. We love to rock climb together and explore outside together. And so I know we're just going to have such an amazing time climbing and exploring, and my dog's going to have an amazing time. There's so many things to be excited about. The excitement definitely overrides any nervousness that I'm feeling. And I'm, you know, leaving the community that I've built for the last several years. So I'm leaving my home. I'm leaving my friends, my family. You know, these are the people who I have initiated as my soul family. I'm leaving literal blood family as well. And so it's a big deal. It's a big transition. And I was thinking about it this morning, just what a big opportunity it is in life to take leaps of faith. You know, I work with people often. I meet so many different types of people, and sometimes they're encountering this big opportunity that they can take. And it may shake up life, it may change things, but it's an opportunity to do something different. And I think it's so important And it totally, like, you are the driver of your life, and we all know ourselves best. And also, for me, at least in my own life, it's so important to take those opportunities, because leaps of faith don't come around all the time. It's not all the time that we have this opportunity to completely change something or alter our life or try something new. And so when I get those big opportunities, I really try to take them. And so just kind of throwing that out there, if any of you are considering taking a leap of faith or making a big change or following some sort of passion project, I think that it's important to ask ourselves, you know, how bad can we mess up? We can always build something back. We can always repair it. We can always return to where we came from, for the most part. There are some circumstances where that's not the case, but for the most part. And so we've got one shot at life. We have one opportunity in this incarnation with this ego and this body. And I think it's so important to really explore the edges of growth and push beyond that, even if it's uncomfortable, which really is a great segue into our horoscope for February, because I think that February is this month that is going to give us so much power and potential to kind of push beyond and explore, you know, beyond our growth's edge and the limitations that we've set for ourselves. And even on a global level, I think that this is a big month. February is a big month. This year is a big year, globally. So anyway, we'll take some time looking at the month, look at transits, talk about them globally and interpersonally. I'm going to try to keep this podcast brief. I feel like I get great feedback every single time. It's like 25 minutes or less. And so we're shooting for 25 to 30. I have a really hard time staying beneath 30, but probably because I talk for 5 to 7 minutes in the beginning. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into the astrology. So looking at the month of February, as we start off the month, we do have planets in Sagittarius still. So we slowly are having planets move into the sign of Capricorn, and Mars and Venus are still in the sign of Sagittarius. And so if y'all have been paying attention to the news, we've seen that there have been a lot of travel delays due to weather and other reasons. And we've also had issues with aircrafts and flight. I sent out a newsletter about this. If you're interested in getting my newsletters, you can go to innerknowing.yoga. And if you scroll down, there's like a drop box to drop your email. I sent out an email about this. When I was doing research on Rahu and Ketu and Pisces and Virgo, something that I was seeing over and over and over again were issues with flight, issues with airlines and planes. And I remember telling my boyfriend, I was like, this is so interesting. And I had him look at this list, and I was like, you know, I dove into why that may be. One of the reasons is because, well, there are lots of reasons, but when signs are in the midpoint of Rahu and Ketu, those signs become very important. So for example, right now, if we square Ketu, if we move from where Ketu is in Virgo and we count 4, we end up at Sagittarius. If we count from Sagittarius to 4, we end up in Pisces. Same thing with Gemini. So those signs become very important when planets transit those signs. They're in that square midpoint of Rahu and Ketu, and it becomes this very potent pocket of energy. And so as we've been in Sagittarius season, and we've had all these planets move through Sagittarius, we've seen so much intensity, and we have also seen intensity with flight. Sagittarius is the sign of travel. Now, the next time that this happens is going to be in June or July when planets are transiting Gemini. That is going to be a very intense portion of time, and we can continue to talk about that here on Astrology Now, but just have that on your calendars. The month of June and July is going to be very intense because we're going to have planets transit that midpoint again. But anyway, we've had this emphasis in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is travel. It's also the sign of philosophy, spirituality, religious doctrine. It has to do with law and order. We've seen all of these court cases come up. We've seen all of this drama with Biden and Hunter Biden and Trump, and I mean, even other people in positions of power. It's been an intense period of time. Of course, Jeffrey Epstein's quote unquote list was released. I mean, come on, how disappointing was that? I don't know if y'all, and I mean, how surprised are we? But anyway, nothing was really revealed. We didn't really get any information, but it was still a headline in the news. It was still something that everybody was focusing on. Sagittarius is truth coming to light, information involving the truth. And so even though it wasn't necessarily what a lot of us were hoping for, it was still, you know, information being released. And so Sagittarius has that type of energy. And of course, Sagittarius is also very radicalized. It can be very dogmatic. It can be very extreme in nature. And we have seen so much extreme energy around the world, particularly in regards to division of belief system, division of religion. That is Sagittarius. So this month in February, planets, again, they're going to start moving out of Sagittarius and into the sign of Capricorn. I do want to say that the sun is already in the sign of Capricorn. I did not do this in January, so I want to do it now. Happy birthday to all of our Capricorn suns. I didn't get to say happy birthday to you all. I absolutely love the sign of Capricorn, and so I'm sorry that this is belated. But happy birthday to all of our beautiful Capricorn suns that bring this beautiful kind of dark warped humor into the world and offer steadfast consistency, devotion, and loyalty, and so much pragmatism in life. So that is where we are. That is how we are starting off the month of February. So on February 5th, Mars is going to enter Capricorn. So Mars is going to move out of the sign of Sagittarius and into the sign of Capricorn. When Mars enters the sign of Capricorn, it becomes exalted. And so Mars is going to be exalted in Capricorn for the next several weeks. And Mars is the planet of war, frustration, aggression, you know, it has to do with like explosive behavior. Mars is also bravery, courage, ambition, willpower, passion. It has to do with our inner sense of fortitude. I love Mars, right? Mars gives so much amazing, beautiful energy. Of course, we do want to keep an eye on Mars just because it will be a catalyst for things like accidents or injuries or war and things like that. So we're going to kind of explore the positives and negatives of that. So Mars in Capricorn on a global level, I do think that this is going to heat things up. I think that people are going to be acting with a lot of power and a lot of impulse. Remember that Pluto is also in the sign of Capricorn right now. Pluto and Mars will conjoin on February 14th. So have that marked on your calendar. If you're marking anything down, that's one of the dates to have. I think that's a potentially explosive period of time. Us on individual levels, we may be feeling kind of pent up with energy. We may be feeling a little bit more aggressive or assertive than usual. It's just a time not to add fuel to any fires unnecessarily. If we know that we tend to be explosive or aggressive, struggle with anger, it's definitely a time to just be extra mindful with ourselves. And again, globally, just kind of have your eyes open for that. I do think that the likelihood of aggression around the world, power plays, leaders acting, I want to say, I mean, it could be impulsively, but also just with great strength. I think that leaders around the world are going to be getting very serious about taking action for their missions and agendas. And I do think that that could play out in aggressive attacks and violence potentially. So we do need to watch out for that. Capricorn is the sign of government and government structures. And it has to do with like business and the stock market and all of that. When Mars is transiting Capricorn, I mean, I think that there's going to be a very serious emphasis on the global economy and finances, currency. There may be some sort of emphasis on currency. I know that Bitcoin right now is getting a ton of traction, which we totally anticipated in 2024. That's exactly what we predicted, right? And so I think that Mars in Capricorn is going to emphasize all of those things because that's what Capricorn represents. On a personal level, again, Mars will enter Capricorn on February. It will be there for several weeks. This is going to give a lot of personal ambition, personal willpower, personal strength. Some of us may even feel more energy. We may feel more athletic and driven with our goals. And so this is an outstanding time as all of these planets move into Capricorn, because as we'll see today, many planets are going to be entering Capricorn. This is the time to really get serious about our commitments. And so for our goals for February, for anything that we're trying to complete or achieve, this is the month to get serious about doing it. And we need to make practical ways, right? Practical strategy to help us achieve those goals. So if it's making spreadsheets, if it's making lists, if it's a daily calendar for items for you to check off your to-do list, that's what really helps me. I wake up in the morning and I have my agenda for the day. I like write it out and then I get to check off things from my checklist. That works for me. Again, some people like to have spreadsheets. Whatever strategy helps you follow through with action, do it now. Do it before February, because once February comes, there's going to be all of this awesome energy, all of this like serious motivating traction to help us get things done. So definitely take advantage of it. And Capricorn, which we'll talk about today, because there's going to be this massive stellium in Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So it is this serious, pragmatic, disciplined sign. And Saturn rewards those who work. Saturn rewards those who put in effort, who are diligent, who are committed, and who are ethical. We always talk about, and I was talking about this with Randy. Some of y'all remember Randy. He's actually going to come on the podcast, which I'm really excited about. But we were talking about Saturn and how Saturn rewards individuals who are, again, like ethical, serious, disciplined, who take care of their stuff. People fear things like Saturn return or Sati Sati, but the truth is that we can alleviate a lot of the negative impact from Saturn if we approach the world in that capacity. It's like if we've taken care of everything and we've been ethical and we've devoted time, energy, and effort to the things that we care about and we've handled things to the best of our ability, there's only so much that can happen, because Saturn kind of whips us into shape when we aren't operating that way. And of course, there are things that are beyond our control and happen, you know, with the free will of others. But anything that's in our control, we want to take care of. And so I'm bringing that up now because we have so many planets entering Capricorn. If there are things that we've been ignoring, you know, if we haven't been taking care of our finances, if we haven't been taking care of our relationships, if we haven't been taking care of our health, if we haven't been taking care of these things, Saturn may come in and it may feel a little intense. But if we act proactively and we start, you know, getting our finances together, getting our health together, taking care of our relationships, acting in a way that is disciplined and regimented and ethical, that's important with Saturn, then we have, you know, that this energy is going to work so much in our favor. So please do take advantage of it. I know I am taking advantage of it. I have this long list of items that I want to complete in February. So that is what I have to say about that. So again, mark on your calendar February 14th. That's going to be kind of an intense day. And be careful, you know, if you have planets around 6 degrees of Capricorn, if you have planets from like 3 to 10, just to be safe, 3 to 10 degrees of Capricorn, just be extra safe. There might be a tendency to have accidents, injuries, burn yourself cooking, sprain your ankle, things like that. Just be really careful. So we have a new moon in Capricorn on February 9th. And so this is after Mars enters Capricorn, mind you. So we have a new moon in the sign of Capricorn in the nakshatra of Dhanishta. And this new moon is going to be with the sun, because that's what a new moon is. It's also going to be with Mercury, Pluto, and Mars. So this is a very intense new moon. There is a lot of energy with the new moon. So we can anticipate some heightened emotions. Things may feel a little bit stressful. Again, for some of us, we may feel extra energized. We may feel extra motivated. Dhanishta is the wealthy one. And we'll do a podcast completely devoted to this new moon. But Dhanishta has this association to wealth and finances. It also has to do with a drum, following a beat, being at the right place at the right time. So kind of keep that in mind too. I think it's going to be interesting on a global level. Again, I highly anticipate there being a huge emphasis on economy, finances, currency. Dhanishta is also ruled by Mars. It's intense. This is going to be an intense month, okay? So Venus is going to enter Capricorn on February 11th. And if you want the exact dates on Mars and Capricorn, Venus and Capricorn, I will write them in the descriptions. But Venus will enter Capricorn on February 11th. And Venus is all about love, relationships, intimacy. I actually love when people have Venus and Capricorn in their birth charts. I think it creates this very beautiful, refined energy. People tend to have, again, just a refinement to them. And they tend to dress really well, have a really sweet eye for fashion. I love this placement. I can think of a few people off the top of my head who have it, who I just think are elegant and have this elegant way of moving through the world. And Capricorn, again, is Saturn ruled. Venus and Saturn are traditionally friends in Vedic astrology. Venus in Capricorn is going to bring this more serious element to love and relationships. And it's also going to be joining this massive combination in the sign of Capricorn. There's going to be a stellium here. And so it's a time to get serious with love. You know, if you're looking for somebody, if you are dating and if you're currently single, this is a really beautiful time to think about what you want long term, what you're wanting to create, the types of experiences you're wanting to have with other people, and also maybe even reflecting on how you relate to love and romance and how you show up for partnerships and how you want to show up. Thinking about how we want to show up for others in love and the type of partner we want to be. Do we want to be trustworthy? What does that look like? Do we want to be devoted? What does that look like? You know, a time to really think about these things and reflect on them. If we are in a relationship, it may be a period of time where serious things come up, serious questions get asked, or perhaps serious conversations are had, which open the door for deeper layers of intimacy. And just trying to approach it that way, you know, if there are any tougher conversations, if there is any spiciness that arises in relationship, just trying to ground down and get curious and use it as an opportunity to better understand the people that we love, because Capricorn really does offer the opportunity for things to be serious and to go deep, but it can also require us to be strong, you know? So perhaps in relationship with a partner or even friends or family, we may need to be grounded and steadfast and kind of hold space for others. So kind of have that in the back of your mind too. Now, Venus will conjoin Pluto on February 17th. So have that marked down. I actually have three dates for y'all to mark down on your calendars. It's February 14th, February 17th, and February 22nd. So have those marked down. We'll talk about why. We talked about February 14th being Mars and Pluto. February 17th is Venus and Pluto. There can definitely be some sudden things that happen in relationship. Things that we, you know, there may be a fire that we need to point out, a fire that we need to put out, but maybe we need to point it out as well. There might be something that comes up that needs attention. For those of us that are single, this could actually be a powerful encounter, meeting somebody new, having some sort of powerful realization about relationship and intimacy. And on a global level, Venus is democracy. Again, this is going to be a month. This is going to be a big month, I think. So for the February 22nd, I think that this is when Mars and Venus conjoined. Yeah, so February 22nd is when Mars and Venus are completely conjoined in Capricorn. Of course, Mars is going to be exalted. So I actually see this as being potentially very fun. I think it can bring out a lot of passion and inspiration and excitement. It's a great time to do physical things with people we love, going on hikes, going on adventures, trying something new, shaking up your daily routine. Of course, don't do anything overly risky, but I think that, again, it's a great time to add some sort of action or physicality into relationship, going bowling, going skating, you know. So that is the Mars and Venus date. And again, I will put all of the dates in the descriptions so that I'm not repeating myself. So the sun is going to enter Aquarius on February 13th, where it will stay until March 14th. So if you were born between February 13th and March 14th, according to the sidereal system of astrology, your sun is in Aquarius. So happy birthday to all of our Aquarius suns. We love your eclectic, interesting, progressive way of thinking. You offer so many unique ideas to the world, and you are absolutely never boring. Thank you so much for being born and choosing this time and space to be alive. We value you so much. And so with the sun entering Aquarius, this is actually, I'm kind of pulling up my chart here. The sun entering Aquarius is interesting because the sun in a Saturn rule sign, traditionally, you know, the sun and Saturn do not necessarily get along. And now the sun is going to be with Saturn in Aquarius. And so the sun represents leadership and like CEOs, presidents. It has to do with bosses of all kinds. And so for us on a personal level, while the sun is in Aquarius, our bosses and our leaders of any kind, they may be having like new progressive ideas. They may be exploring new ways to do things. There may also be some sort of humanitarian element coming in for inspiration around work. And they also may be a little bit more tight-reined than usual. They might be a little bit more difficult to work with. And I do just want to say for the month of February, this is a time to get serious, like I was saying, to be forward moving and ambitious and promote your ideas and, you know, put your best foot forward. The month of February is a time to be very mindful with leaders and authority figures, not to step on any toes, not to fuel any fires with them. They can be a little bit more combative than usual. They may be going through their own stress. So that's also what I'm conveying with this sun in Aquarius being with Saturn. They may just be a little bit more stressed out than usual. They may be a little bit more tight-reined than usual, but there could be an opportunity to pitch new progressive ideas as well. On a global level, I do actually see this being a time where there are progressive ideas being pushed. And, you know, there's a lot happening in the world right now with humanitarian efforts and humanitarian crisis. And so I think that as the sun enters Aquarius, there's going to be so much more emphasis placed on what we can do for humanity, what we can do for society. For us on an individual level, it's a great time if we're wanting to offer time or service or money, if we're wanting to support a charity, this is a really beautiful time to do so. Very, very sweet time to do so. And again, on a global level, we may see those efforts being made. I also see there being an emphasis on medicine, health, and wellness as the sun moves through Aquarius. Aquarius is a sign that's notorious for innovations involving health and wellness. I wanted to say that when I did the Rahu Ketu podcast, which I'll actually link in the descriptions as well, just in case y'all want to go back and listen to it, I talked about the planes briefly. We also talked about medical advancements and this huge, so many historical breakthroughs with health and wellness. There's like a vaccine for cancer, I saw. What? Like these new innovations happening. And so we'll continue to see this while Saturn is in Shatabisha, and of course while Rahu and Ketu are in Pisces and Virgo until May of 2025. But anyway, with the sun in Aquarius for this month being with Saturn, we'll also see this emphasis on health and wellness and scientific breakthroughs. We will have a full moon in the nakshatra of Magha on February 24th. And so Magha is a sign of tradition and lineage. And so we'll have a complete podcast dedicated to the full moon in Magha, but I do see this being yet another marker this month that is going to really put a spotlight on the presidency and presidential candidates and the debates and all of that. I do want to say that Donald Trump is a Magha ascendant. His Mars is in Magha. I think that this is going to be a big month for Donald Trump, just given his own chart and things that are transiting for him. And I want to say, you know, Magha is tradition and lineage. There may be some other emphasis on lineage in the world around us, lineage, particularly like the paternal lineage tradition. I also want to say that Jupiter and Uranus are in the nakshatra of Barney in February. Barney nakshatra is associated to reproductive health, has to do with babies. It's also a very intense nakshatra. So there can be major breakthroughs this month for us on a personal level and globally. Maybe there is a big emphasis on reproductive health. They might be revising any laws. There could be major breakthroughs with reproduction in general, like with IVF or with birth control, things like that. There might be new innovations coming out. But again, there could be some sort of controversy or conflict with laws and regulations involving birth. And there could also be an emphasis on children in general. So that is what I see for the month of February. I hope you found it helpful. I do weekly horoscopes at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast for each of the 12 zodiac signs. So I will talk about how all these transits will influence each of the 12 signs if you are interested. Again, that is patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. My Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. My website is innerknowing.yoga. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. See you all next week.